Chapter 1, Part 2. In most scenarios, there are conclusions to the events that take part on our journey around the sun. A tree grows until it's wood or fertilizer for the greater good. Mountains fall into smaller bits of rock. Glaciers in this time frame melt into the oceans, then placed into plastic bottles. As old as time, society has demanded an explanation for when anything ends, especially love. The antiquated question, why do we lose our loved ones to the ground? Future scientists are left to explain the reasoning behind Earth's destruction and will ultimately come up with a few simple reasons on how we trashed our planet. Scientist 1. The people have long destroyed the Earth because they had to dispose of their loved ones and grief into 6-foot holes they called graves. By placing that much sorrow down through the soil, they unconsciously grew angry at the earth. Over time, there were too many places of grief and not enough understanding of the conclusion of life. They decided to end the ritual of being human and killed the planet. The scientists would later go on to write this collection of findings and turn their ideas into their colleagues around the world in search for a form of validation. They would title the papers, The Buried Earth Effect. The process of killing off the planet so there's no longer a need to bury a loss. This would also happen on future colonies. Then again, we do tend to not take care of what we feel like is not ours, or what we did not earn, leaving the room big enough for a second chair for another hypothesis. Scientist 2. Homo sapiens of the past killed the Earth due to the easy notion that they no longer owned it. Through taxation, low wages, violence, and law, they simply felt captive to the work week that slowly expanded into 7 days instead of 5. Just enough providing just enough for everyone until the next day, them, those, and us did not possess anything, so the collective did not host a green care. In the end, the population fantasized about the fall of society while envisioning about the rebirth of nature over infrastructure. Scientist 2 would call their report Returning Home, an exploration of not owning your planet and the effects on the consumer-enslaved residents. Both scientists would eventually agree on one conclusion, and that was the need for a final. Yes, the requirement of time is a human condition that plagues more than others, but lives well when anything attracted to life is refreshed. New shoes, a haircut, nail trimming, orgasm, shower, or even closing your eyes at night. There is an internal need for an end. In many cases, it's the wrong end, but we still cherish the idea that there wouldn't be more until the next time a particular thing or idea was killed. Unfortunately, there wasn't an end when those three breaths spent their need to express prevalence. Those three human necessities might have changed the story, but not the dialogue. For many more centuries, I sat as a body in that shipping container, just as much of our stuff sits in storage units. The difference here being that the facility was altogether abandoned on a road no one had any reason to go down. The land was not valuable, or the items worth saving for their intrinsic value. It would take chance and love at the auction house to free the junk that lined the freshly chambered walls waiting to be unlocked. A key had long been a symbol of freedom, but in this case was lost hope. What was freedom? What was needed here would be luck, or a crossing of the stars. If only we knew what was needed, then there would have been a fast liquidation cell of units, but that would be cheating. All of us stacked like logos had to wait for them to open the doors. For thousands of mood swings and millions of rants, there was this connotation that I was alone in this great pause. That somehow this never-ending condition was special to just me. Like the majority, I too even thought death was uniquely my own, and that somehow I would go about all of this differently than all the others that traveled a similar timeline. In fact, the container that held what was the last scene of me reflected an endless row of similar boxes. In death, this place was or would be known as Earth Shipping Yard, a containment enterprise that was meant to hold all of those who could not move on to another life without their soulmate. End of chapter 1, part 2.